Ina Mullen, National Manager of Communications and Public Affairs at Lifeline Australia, is here to shed some light on the work Lifeline does in suicide prevention. Ina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Felix. Thanks for having me.
So how do we negotiate the distance between suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts? You know, I guess a lot of people on the other side of the equation maybe don't understand where that difference is. You know, how can we effectively communicate that with people?
Well, I think the important thing is that we can empower people to recognise the signs of someone who might be in distress so that they can intervene early. So some of the signs that we might see could be things like withdrawing from regular activities, perhaps emotional outbursts or restlessness and agitation, a change in behaviour. So if you know someone, especially if there's something that has happened in their life that might be impacting them negatively, and you notice a change in behaviour, that's when you really need to reach out and just check in with them to make sure that they're okay. I think we all have the inherent capacity to help other people, especially those who are struggling.
So when it comes to particularly times like now where everyone's under a lot of pressure, you know, what communities are disproportionately affected by things that can lead to suicidality?
I think we're all getting our mental well-being challenged at the moment, and like with all things, change is often a big indicator. Those who are struggling with mental health issues, who are on a mental health plan, have probably found it particularly challenging because the restrictions caused by COVID have taken away a lot of our opportunities to connect with people. So if we've got a mental health plan, we might have things like on Wednesday I go to a regular coffee with Auntie Jane, and on Friday I see a psychologist, and on Saturday I, you know, visit the community centre or something. And when we have COVID restrictions, a lot of those regular activities that keep us in a routine are taken away, and that, especially with the isolation, the lockdown, it means that we're kind of stuck at home with our own thoughts. So for someone who depends on those opportunities to connect with others, it can be a particularly challenging time.
Mm. So you touched on there on connecting with other people and the plans that people can have. So how can we effectively have conversations with people that we are concerned about? You know, draw the line between where your personal ability to deal with the situation ends and how can you make sure that you're doing the best thing you can be?
Yeah, sure. So it's important to be sure that you're in a good state, like so that your mental well-being is good enough to be able to help someone else. You know, like they say on the airplane, put the mask on yourself before you put the mask on the child so that you can help them. So if you're not feeling well enough to help somebody, it's best to refer them to support straight away or to get somebody else who is well enough to help them. But otherwise, I think every single person has the capacity to touch the heart of another person, and we have to really keep that in mind. It's inherent human nature that we all have that skill. So when we see someone whose behaviour has changed, or if we think that something's changed in their life that might be challenging for them, just check in with them, reach out, say, how are you doing? I've noticed this. And that really, don't underestimate how much that means to someone, because if you notice someone is going through change or challenge, then you're saying to them that I care, and that's really important. People need to feel valued.
Yeah. And then what can someone expect when they call Lifeline at 13 11 14? You know, what should people be looking for when it comes to looking out for support lines even in other regions of the world?
Yeah, well, I can talk for Lifeline, but not for support lines in the other regions of the world, but definitely at Lifeline. You are going to be talking to someone who has been trained very, very, very carefully in how to listen out to keep you safe. So we train our crisis supporters to listen without judgment, which means that anything that's challenging a person, where they feel that they can't talk to someone they know about it or their GP, then they should call Lifeline and talk to us. And our crisis supporters are here every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, just to listen without judgment. And that helps people talk through their concerns. And often voicing those concerns and then being heard, it really empowers you then to get to the next step for safety.
Well, Ina, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And thank you from me to the whole team at Lifeline, because I know some of my friends in particular have definitely been on the line with your team over, you know, troubles that they've been having. And it's been the world of help.
Oh, that's great to hear. Look, we've got like about 4,500 crisis supportive volunteers who are here to answer the call. So even if you're feeling well, if you're not yet in crisis, but you think you might be one day, then give us a call and just road test us.